Years ago, I tried my hand for a while at quitting my state job and becoming a freelance writer. That's what I always wanted to be. And so someone at a party came up to me and asked me what I did. And I said, well, I'm a writer. And she said, I've always wanted to be a writer. How do you do it? And I said, well, I just tinker with words all the time. I rewrite other people's sentences while they're saying them. I write often, just even if it's not going to be good for anything. I just write and write and write and practice. And she said, oh, I wouldn't like that. I don't like to write. It's frightening to me how often we want to be something without doing the things essential to it. Not just a reluctance to do the work, but a lack of understanding of the thing itself. It's fairly obvious, at least to me, that if you want to be a writer, you will have to write. It is not quite as obvious, unfortunately, but equally true, that to be a Christian, you have to love. We are not Christians because we share liturgies or prayers or history. We are Christians because we love. For the Christian, to love is the thing itself. To love is not the means, it is the end, the goal of the Christian faith. We don't love only to reach the afterlife, to earn our spot with God. We love also, in fact, primarily, to make life joyful and eternal here and now. The gospel for today has Jesus saying, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Why does he ask us to do this? To earn that spot? To make life everlasting? No, to make life here eternal, transcendent, and invulnerable to the powers of this world. When we love, we find eternal life immediately, not only after this life ends. The theologian Dallas Willard wrote this, if I had to choose, I'd rather have a car that runs than good insurance on one that doesn't. Can I not have both? We can have both. The assurance of the afterlife and a vehicle for earthly joy if we choose to love. Jesus addresses in one of his discourses this need for fulfillment now. He says, I have said these things to you that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Not complete joy eventually at the end of our lives, but when Christ lives in us fully, we choose to love other people and we find complete joy now. Because the love of God for us and the love between one human being and another cannot be taken away. When we choose to love instead of being defensive, competitive, petty, unforgiving, we enter immediately the eternal life of God, with God, in the present moment. As a line in Les Miserables says, to love another person is to see the face of God. If loving other people, though, could bring us complete joy and transcendence now, why isn't everybody doing it? First, we have a terrible misunderstanding of the word love. We think it means a deeper, more lasting, more intense version of like. But the love Jesus spoke of had nothing to do with liking a person. Second, our very language can betray us. We can only love people who are lovable, right? Wrong. God chooses to love us no matter what we do, no matter what we have done or left undone. I doubt that God likes me very much sometimes. But I know without a doubt that God loves me. When Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you, he means to love without insisting that person be worthy of love. We don't deserve love, but God loves us nonetheless. Loving is a choice. It's an act of will. And for a Christian, it is the thing itself. So, if loving isn't predicated on liking, then how do we practice this love, this thing itself of Christianity? Here are some possibilities. Choose to pray for someone who annoys you. And make it a real prayer, asking for healing and for joy for that person. Not a prayer asking God to cure that person of the things that annoy you. Not a bless her heart kind of prayer. Or do something good and generous and do it anonymously. We can do much to improve the world if we don't care who gets the credit. Call someone today whom you've been avoiding or neglecting. Don't wait for the person to call you. Don't say, what if this happens when I call? Don't hope for apologies or give apologies or offer explanations. Call and reconnect. In such simple ways, we begin to learn to follow the commandment God gave us, to love one another as I have loved you. And you do it because love is the thing itself. You cannot be a writer without writing. You cannot be a Christian without loving. God says and asks us that you love one another as I have loved you. Not to earn, not to perform, because we call ourselves Christians. And for Christians, to love another person is not only seeing the face of God, it is being the face of God to one who feels unlovable or desperate or grieving or bereft or lost. For Christians, loving is not the way of accumulating ultimate sky miles so that we can earn a free ticket to heaven. Loving is the way we bring heaven to earth, the way we bring the eternal to the now. We are Christians. God asks us to love one another as God loves us. We are Christians. Love isn't a tactic we use. Love is the thing itself. Amen.